France has been plagued by multiple outbreaks of rioting following mass protests over the death of a teenager at the hands of a police officer last week. The death of Nahal M., 17, teenager of North African descent, has stoked anger among the public at police violence against minorities and exacerbated existing racial tensions in France. Protests have spread beyond the capital city of Paris and its suburban areas, to other major cities, including Lyon, Marseille, Le Havre, Toulouse and Nantes. On Sunday, 719 people were arrested in a sweep. The previous night, French police had arrested more than 1,300 rioters. Some 45 police officers were injured, 577 vehicles burnt and 74 buildings invaded and looted. There were 872 fires on the streets and in public spaces. The mayor of the Parisian suburb,
La Île-aux-Roses,
reported that his home was attacked early Sunday morning, calling it an assassination attempt. His wife and two children, ages 5 and 7, fled to safety through the backyard. The mayor's wife sustained a broken shin. Police discovered a Molotov cocktail in a Coke bottle at the scene. Nahal was shot by police in Paris on Tuesday, June 27, 2023. A video footage of the scene of the shooting showed Nahal speeding off in his yellow Mercedes AMG, almost hitting an officer and other vehicles. The news of the teenager's death quickly circulated on social media, sparking street protests which soon degenerated into rioting and smash-and-grab violence. Several cities then implemented a ban on demonstrations, as neighboring countries issued travel warnings. The escalating event was an echo of three-week-long riots in 2005. Which were triggered by the death of two teenagers who were hiding from police. The insurrection forced the French government to declare a state of emergency.